You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. The following is an article from the March-April 2025 edition of National Geographic History Magazine. The title of today's article is Eridu, First City of the Earliest Known Civilization, by Antonio Rotti. My name is Jim Briscoe, and this is brought to you by Ayers LA. Unpromising mounds in the Iraqi desert turned out to be Sumer's earliest city. His temple to Enki was built and rebuilt over centuries. Buried in the Mesopotamian desert, undisturbed for over two millennia, lay a hidden key to understanding one of the world's oldest known civilizations. In 1854, British official John George Taylor was sent on an excavation mission to the desert of southern Iraq by the British Consul General in Baghdad. Taylor, an agent of the East India Company and British Vice Consul at Basra, was commissioned with investigating a remote site called Tell Abu Shahrain, where there was a series of tells, or mounds, made up of debris left by human settlements. At first, Taylor was unimpressed. In the excavation report, published in 1855, he wrote, "My visit this year to Abu Shahrain has been unproductive of any very important results." He even questioned whether it had been worth transcribing his field notes. Taylor had been hoping to uncover something impressive: statues, inscriptions, evidence of palaces and temples. What he found instead in the short time he had available were walls, drainage systems, stone platforms, and the remains of limestone columns decorated with mosaic cones. In his journal, Taylor highlighted finding a statue of a black granite lion lying on the surface. Even counting the lion, however, Taylor must have thought this too meager a haul to justify a second expedition. Only later would it be revealed how these unpromising mounds were the remnants of one of the oldest cities on Earth, Eridu. Eridu was a foundational city in Sumerian culture, the world's earliest known civilization, which flourished from around the 4th to the 2nd millennia BC in what is now Iraq. Eridu's significance is evidenced by the Sumerian King List, various versions of which were inscribed in cuneiform toward the end of the 3rd millennium BC. The latter part of the list includes cities with royal dynasties that can be verified from historical records. The early part of the list is more legendary, recording the original royal cities that existed before the flood, an event that may reflect a regional catastrophe or may be related to the biblical story in Genesis where the whole earth was flooded. The first of these antediluvian royal cities was Eridu. The list says, quote, "After the kingship descended from heaven, the kingship was in Eridu, in five cities, eight kings, then the flood swept over." Of immense symbolic importance, Eridu was also home to the largest temple dedicated to Enki, the god of water and wisdom, a key deity of the Sumerian pantheon. For centuries, this shrine attracted pilgrims from all over Mesopotamia to Eridu. Despite Taylor's disappointment, his initial findings piqued the interest of scholars. Although no large-scale excavations were carried out in the decades that followed Taylor's visit, officials at the British Museum remained interested in the site. In 1918, just before the end of World War I, museum officials commissioned Assyriologist Reginald Campbell Thompson to carry out excavations at the site. For a month, Campbell made archaeological surveys, using Ottoman prisoners of war as laborers. The following year, British Egyptologist Harry R.H. Hall arrived with the aim of identifying the site's monumental buildings. It was not until 1946, however, that the first large-scale excavations began. Iraq had gained independence from Britain in 1932, and the Iraqi government was keen to fund archaeological projects that might lend prestige to their nation-building narratives. At the end of World War II, the Department of Antiquities of Iraq relaunched research at the site of Eridu under the direction of Iraqi archaeologist Fuad Safar, assisted by British archaeologist Seton Lloyd. Safar and Lloyd knew each other well, having worked together at Tel Uger near Baghdad. They believed that fully excavating Eridu could yield important data on the earliest phases of Mesopotamian history. They concentrated their efforts on Mound 1, an 82-foot-high tell covering an area of some 1,900 by 1,770 feet. Before long, they uncovered the remains of an unfinished ziggurat, or step pyramid, built at the end of the 3rd millennium BC by a ruler of the 3rd dynasty of Ur, a late short-lived Sumerian state. But what really intrigued Safar and Lloyd was what lay hidden beneath the remains of the ziggurat. They were not disappointed. Beneath remains dating to the Ur the 3rd, 21st century BC period, were more levels of human occupation. As they dug further, they hit a stratum dating to the Uruk period, 4500 to 3200 BC. Below that were remains from as far back as the proto-historic pre-Sumerian Ubaid period. That's 5300 to 3800 BC. As they worked, they found multiple reconstructions of the Temple of Enki, made over the course of 2 millennia, along with other places of worship. Italian Mesopotamian historian Mario Liverani writes that Eridu's temples were reconstructed and expanded after each collapse, and the remains formed a raised platform on which new temples were constructed. As the Temple of Enki was repeatedly rebuilt on the same site, its structure evolved. According to Liverani, new iterations of the temple became progressively larger from the middle of the 4th millennium BC. Quoting, "These imposing buildings by far superseded anything ever built until then." Their emergence marks a transition from worshiping at home to worshiping at specially built places. In parallel with this process, there is evidence of more complex social hierarchies emerging in the city. The reconstructions of the temple stopped around 3200 BC. A millennium later, with the brief return of Sumerian power under Ur III, the ziggurat would be erected on the ruins of all that had gone before. Although Eridu declined, it continued to have relevance, probably as a place of pilgrimage. Excavation of surrounding tells provide more clues to the timeline. Mound 2 contained the remains of a palace complex dating to the first half of the 3rd millennium BC. Mounds 3, 4, and 5 contained pottery dating to the 2nd and 1st centuries BC, but no remains from residential buildings. The city was only sparsely populated by that time. Safar and Lloyd's research was finally published in 1981. Despite the political instability of the region, Italian and French archaeologists seek to resume excavations at Eridu, the first city of the earliest civilization, and reveal more secrets. If you want to learn more about AIRS-LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you hear or see, please click the like button. That brings us to the end of today's article, Eridu, First City of the Earliest Known Civilization. I'm Jim Briscoe. Thank you for listening.